Is he wearing the ascot?
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin? Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me.
From Washington, D.C. Roland Martin, good morning.
Actually, Tom, I'm broadcasting from Ohio State University. I'm at the Student Union Center here. We're on campus at the last night Ohio Democratic Presidential Town Hall debate.
Oh, okay.
Good job last night, Roland.
So, I appreciate it. We certainly had a good time asking questions. Of course, it was simulcast on CNN as well as on TV1, and Jake Tapper and I moderating. And Tom, we're also simulcasting on News One Now. We have a two-hour edition of News One Now on TV1. And so let's get right to it. I want you to introduce yourself. I got a panel here, Tom, of folks who want to weigh in. Let's go down the line. You are?
Ifeoma Ike, co-creator of Black and Brown People Vote.
Victor Davis, pastor of Trinity Baptist Church.
Stephanie Hightower, president and CEO of the Columbus Urban League.
Did you hear last night answers to the issues that you are most concerned about from Secretary Clinton as well as Senator Bernie Sanders?
No, I didn't. I'm constantly looking for someone to speak to those that are impoverished in the Christian community and faith community church where I serve. We're always ministering to those who are left out, and I call the marginalized or those that slip through the system. And so I've yet to hear anybody, even our president, speak to those who are in poverty, generational poverty, and the continued process of returning back to the system of needing public assistance, or those that don't even get public assistance that are in poverty.
You know, we're talking, but we still haven't heard really about generational poverty. We haven't really heard a lot about those restored citizens. We really haven't heard about, you know, getting our urban community up to, you know, 700 credit scores. Those are the kinds of things that I'm looking for. Chronic unemployment, they're not really talking about. So how do we begin to have those conversations?
And I still think that there are a lot of communities that still have yet to be addressed. Immigration was barely a blip yesterday, and I thought that was interesting.
Actually, what happened, first of all, immigration comes up in a lot of different conversations, and so when we had finite questions, I wanted to make sure that we got in the question about HBCUs, black women, so bottom line is, I figured they've been covering immigration everywhere else. I got to make sure we get some black stuff.
No, I get black stuff, but to be clear, immigration is also still a black issue.
As
a first generation Nigerian American, I also think that when it results into how we talk about immigration, black immigrants are often left out of the conversation, right? And in a lot of places, they are also part of the increasingly low wage working class in America. So I'm only saying this as there are still pockets that are still waiting to hear their issues.
I thought last night the most powerful moment was when that brother, Ricky Jackson, who spent 39 years on death row, stood up and talked about almost being killed, and he was later declared innocent of murder. That to me was a powerful moment.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I deal with that on a firsthand basis. Our church has a very strong prison ministry, reincarceration, and introducing restore citizens back to the community. And oftentimes, the first thing that I hear is that when I come out, there is nothing in place to help me get reacclimated to society. And oftentimes what happens is because of the opportunity to be reacclimated, they end up back in the system. Then their children end up in the system because that's all that they know. And so I was very moved as well as when he spoke, and having one-on-one contact with persons that go through the system every day.
And I think that for me, aside from reentry issues, I think there was a deeper issue when it comes to just life and death, right? Mm-hmm. I used to work at the Innocence Project, so I was actually moved seeing somebody that was exonerated from this collective network called the Innocence Project. And as an attorney, I was actually perplexed. She's also an attorney, and I was perplexed by how, as a nation, we still haven't tackled this issue of the death penalty. This nation, which has executed black young boys as young as 14 years old, and we're still in this day and age where she admitted, states are not doing an adequate job, right, and yet death penalty is still on the table. I think that was what his question was.
We can talk
about reentry, but what's reentry when you're dead, right, when you're killed? So I think there's some deeper issues.
May I ask a question?
Tom and Sybil, Sybil, go ahead.
If you didn't hear what you needed to hear last night, what are you going to do tomorrow?
Her question was, you didn't hear what you want to hear last night, what are you going to do tomorrow?
I knew that was going to be a question at some point this morning.
And Sybil wants the answer.
I'm still in prayer. I'm still in prayer.
You know, foundationally, you know, I sort of know where I'm going to go. But, you know, I think, you know, as Pastor said, I think all of us are still in prayer. And I think that, you know, what we have to do is we have to go with our gut first and foremost tomorrow, Sybil. And my gut still hasn't really reacted the way it should. So, you know, being in a situation that I am, I work in a nonprofit agency. Both of them, to a certain extent, both Sanders and Clinton, they have hit some of those points, but they really haven't gotten down to the deep-rooted kinds of things that I think they should be talking about as it relates to urban America.
And of course, Tom, one of the things Sanders said last night when I asked him about HBCUs, he said that he has certainly heard the criticism about his plan and that he certainly does not want to hurt HBCUs. And again, the other issue that for Hillary Clinton dealt with trade unions. And so in terms of what would she do to open those up, because you're talking about billions of dollars where black folks have been left out. And so I thought, again, to have folks at least challenge some of those questions was critically important.
Well, it's voting day tomorrow, mm-hmm. and I'm with Sybil. And you know, if you didn't get your questions answered yesterday, you still in prayer. You are going to vote, right? You got to vote, because not to vote.
Right. No. They say they're going to vote.
They're going to vote. Okay.
Oh yeah, we're going to vote.
And so we're waiting on the word.
Until about 6:55 before they cast that ballot.
Okay. And we're going to pray, huh?
We should all be doing that.
But you should know by now. Absolutely. Who you going to vote for. All right. Good job.
Good job, Roland.
Yeah.